This is Dr. Cliff with a message on people who don't talk in the subdivision, people who will not engage, and another variation, people who will not problem solve, including people who prefer or automatically divert, distort, and go in opposite directions to actually looking at the basic issue in the first place. We know in politics that it is said the cover-up is much worse than the original problem. The big lie, or the little lies, intentionally done to avoid the issue and to divert. So that is the art of some politicians, but at the same time, that's what gets them into the biggest trouble in the longer run or the moderate run. I'm in a train station now, so any of the extraneous sounds you hear might be explained by that. So let's think about this. And I've had a chance to record this like 4 times because it keeps disappearing on me. So this is a very secure way now of recording it. So it's interesting in terms of devices that won't listen, won't record. So we know in terms of autism, for instance, that there is a propensity not to be involved or engaged. Now, how much of that's biological, toxic metals, even interpersonal, we don't always know. But I do know years ago in working with a little autistic boy, I noticed that while he wouldn't make eye contact, didn't seem to know another human being was there, we could connect through his little toy car. It was on 4 little wheels, and it would be sort of sent away somewhere, and then I would get it and send it back to him. Pretty soon it was coming to me, and I was sending it back to him. So we have a little interference in the background, which also can be symbolic. So with the little boy, there was an interaction somehow at some level. So what about with people who will not engage or who may or may not have that autistic quality, but they certainly will not engage or they will deflect, avoid looking at the problem? This could be politicians of various stripes. This could be a relationship between a man and a woman. This could be intentional infliction of emotional harm. I'd say more often done by the woman to the man, but it could be the other way around. I don't know for sure. Where the refusal to engage, the refusal to talk can go on for not just minutes and hours, but sometimes days or weeks. How much of that is an intentional, sadistic infliction of harm on the other person? Or how much of that is a self-protective shutdown because the sensitivity is so great and the trust level is so little? I think that's a piece of the whole picture, the trust level. If someone doesn't want to engage with another person in solving a problem, they either believe they're going to be on the losing end all the time or that their idea is not so solid as they think. Sometimes it's more important for certain people to be right than to be alive. They'd rather stick with their point than take on even some new ways of looking at things that could help save their lives. And that's from a psychological and a medical viewpoint. So people are really invested in sometimes holding to a certain way of seeing things, not just for hours and weeks and months, but for years and a lifetime. Maybe more than that, since the ego is a result of a number of generations and a number of lifetimes. And each time I think it gets a little more frazzled as the generations go on. What does not get frazzled, beaten down, or less effective is the inner core, the still soft voice, because it is infinite, doesn't even deal in power, because it has unlimited energies, unlimited knowledge and wisdom. So there is no issue with who's on top, because it just is. It's there, and it doesn't have any issue. about that, whether it's within me or thee or we. So if me and thee and we can tune into that level, or learn how to do it, or at least think about it, that it's there for those who are not very oriented towards it, or even pretend that it's there. This could be a good beginning. Use your imagination. What if the other person has a soul and so do you? That's not something that's that far out to consider. That would be a way of not shutting down, not shutting out the other person, not clamping down on their life force, or trying to, or clamping down on your own. And that's a little bit about people who won't engage, won't problem solve, won't even talk, and will put up a diversion and a distortion that makes the experienced politician look like an amateur when it comes to those personal relationships. So if you're on the receiving end of that, a person who won't talk, or if you're dishing it out, question is, how sadistic is it? How aware is it? It, meaning the other person who's acting like an it towards you and treating you like an it. If they're aware of it, maybe they can do something about it, or maybe they don't care. If they're not aware of it, I think they should hopefully become aware of it. It might be an automatic thing going back frequently to childhood and generations where the parents were in unbelievable fights that the child could not help out with, could not be involved with, wasn't asked, and was just abused in the process, or worse, neglected emotionally. So that child has learned how to just walk the other way. And unless this becomes brought to the person's awareness, or they realize it themselves, they're going to keep doing it. Doesn't matter how old they are. They're going to repeat the same year in, out, year in, year out. And it won't get any better. But if they tune into their inner core, get out of the cage of ego, and look at these things in a new light, bring a little bit of light into the darkness. One little candle can light up many football fields. And just opening up to some things, maybe people can start talking again, can start relating. Doesn't have to be an autistic society now that everyone's into their machines, and their iPads and MePads, and not so much the UPads. So instead of turning inward in that negative sense, where people aren't dealing with each other, maybe you think it's possible to turn in a positive sense, to the fact, the reality, and now the discovery of the still soft voice that everybody has a soul. You want to think of it that way. Everyone has a deeper wisdom and another way of communicating that's not superficial, that's not negatively juvenile, that's not so narcissistic and shut down that it refuses to open up the eye or eyes. Maybe it is possible. It helps to be balanced out with the neurotransmitters, with the issues of toxic metals and all of those things. But the intent, the desire, and wanting to be in touch with that inner core is a big chunk of getting any of this accomplished. So when you're thinking of people who won't talk, whether it's the other person or yourself, these are some things to mull over, dream about it, come back in the new day of light, and take a look-see. See? Yes? Greetings.